www.attableek.com, The Reviver of Iman.
فقد قال جل وعلا في كتابه المجيد وفرقانه الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، فذكر بالقرآن من يخاف وعيد. صدق الله العظيم. Honorable scholars, respected brothers, elders, mothers and sisters, before I commence with my talk, I would like to put on record my hearty gratitude to all the members, congregants, brothers of this amazing musalla, which will inshallah become a masjid. The warm reception and the warm ambiance with which we were received was most impressive. Last year I was invited to Albania on a trip, and part of the trip we went to a locality called Al-Basan. And if you're familiar with the history of Albania and communism and the suppression of Islam and religion by extension for decades on end, and when we arrived at this masjid, and it has left an indelible impression in my heart and mind, as we walked in, first time, unknown to me, but subhanAllah, the warm ambience, the reception, and that's precisely what I see today. And may Allah reward you and reward them, and that's the spirit of a believer. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَا تَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ حَتَّى تُؤْمِنُوا. You will not enter paradise until you don't have iman. وَلَا تُؤْمِنُوا حَتَّى تَحَبُّوا. And your faith is incomplete until you do not display mutual love. أَوَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَى شَيْءٍ إِذَا فَعَلْتُمُوهُ تَحَابَلْتُمْ. Should I not inform you of something which when you practice, Allah will increase the unity in your heart. أَرْسُ السَّلَامَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Make salam a common practice. تَقْرَئِ السَّلَامَ عَلَى مَنْ عَرَفْتَ وَمَنْ لَمْ تَعْرِفْ. The hadith of Bukhari, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a believer is one who greets those that he knows and those that he doesn't know. So this is a great practice. We need to keep it alive in our homes. We need to keep it alive in our environment where salam remains a practice. When Umayr ibn Awad's son was captured by the Muslims in the campaign of Badr, and then he came to negotiate the release of his son, and when he came to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he greeted him by saying, إِنْعَمُوا صَبَاحًا, which equates a good morning, hello, whatever the custom may be. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَكْرَمَنَا بِتَحِيَّةٍ خَيْرًا مِنْ تَحِيَّتِكُمْ وَهِيَ تَحِيَّةُ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. That Allah has honored us with a greeting which is universal, which is wholesome, and that is the greeting of the dwellers of Jannah. And when the brothers of Jannah will enter, may Allah make us among them. May Allah, as Allah has assembled us here, may Allah assemble us in the gardens of Jannah. There will be only peace from every angle. وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ يَدْخُلُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ بَابٍ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِمَا صَبَرْتُمْ. The angels will enter from every door, congratulating the occupants of Jannah. لَا يَسْمَعُونَ فِيهَا لَغْوًا وَلَا تَأْثِيمًا إِلَّا قِيلًا سَلَامًا سَلَامًا. They will not hear any vain talk. They will not hear any arguments. إِلَّا قِيلًا سَلَامًا سَلَامًا. They will only hear greetings. سَلَامٌ قَوْلًا مِنْ رَبِّ الرَّحِيمِ. And the culmination and the pinnacle of this ecstasy would be greetings from the Almighty Himself. And then Allah will say to Ridwan, ask my servants, هَلْ رَضِيْتُمْ. Are you happy? Are you happy, my servants? قَالُوا وَمَا لَنَا لَا نَرْضَى وَقَدْ أَعْطَيْتَنَا مَا لَمْ تُعْطِ أَحَدًا مِنْ خَلْقِكَ. Oh my Lord, why would we not be happy when we're in paradise? And Allah will say, I have one greater bounty for you. And we recited today, and jazakallah to the beautiful recitation to the Imam Qarisa, may Allah preserve him and reward him for a beautiful rendition of the verses of the Quran. لَهُمْ مَا يَشَاءُونَ فِيهَا لَهُمْ مَا يَشَاءُونَ فِيهَا وَلَدَيْنَا مَزِيدٌ لَهُمْ مَا يَشَاءُونَ فِيهَا وَلَدَيْنَا مَزِيدٌ. For the dwellers of Jannah, لَهُمْ for them, فِيهَا in paradise, مَا يَشَاءُونَ, what they desire, وَلَدَيْنَا مَزِيدٌ, and we have a surprise for them. We have a surprise. Human nature, when you tell a child, I have a surprise, anxiety is piercing in him. Anxieties, what it could possibly be. لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُ الْحُسْنَى وَزِيَادَى. Those who perform good would be
compensation of good. هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ. But besides that, we have a surprise. We have a surprise. We have a special package. These are different verses of the Quran. But the scholars of Tafsir say all this point to one thing. And what is this ziyada? What is this mazeed? What is this surprise? It is the fact that Allah will then reveal His beauty and His countenance to the creation. May Allah make us among them. May Allah make us and privilege us. The narrations go on in the books of Hadith that an occupant of Jannah will be mesmerized. He will be spellbound. He will be limited by the glory, the grandeur, the countenance, the mighty and the power of the Almighty. We recited the verse today in the Isha prayer, فَكَشَفْنَا عَنْكَ غِطَاءَكْ فَكَشَفْنَا عَنْكَ غِطَاءَكْ فَبَصَرُكَ الْيَوْمَ حَدِيدٌ. When Allah speaks about the horror of hell, and Allah speaks about the punishment of Allah, and Allah says He will remove the veil that had blurred your vision, and He will remove the veil that had obscured your vision, that in the world you cannot see, and things are camouflaged and disguised and vague and ambiguous and unclear. But on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will clear it, and you will see everything before you. The reality would be there. May Allah make us amongst those people. The way it is time for us to leave this world, as we recited in the prayer today, وَجَاءَتْ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ ذَلِكَ مَا كُنْتَ مِنْهُ تَحِيدٍ. And the pains of death will come. And that's an absolute reality. Now the ulama say, amongst the names of Qiyamah, in the Quran that Allah has said, Qiyamah has many names. Just not the name of Qiyamah. It has been referred to as the name of Yawm al-Taghabul. It's the name of a chapter, Surah al-Taghabul. Taghabul means the day of victory and failure. عند الامتحان يكرم الرجل أو يهان. Arabic proverb. At the time of test, some are honored, some are disgraced. Another name of Qiyamah, Yawm al-Jam'i, the day of assembly. Another name of Qiyamah, Yawm al-Tanad. أخاف عليكم يوم التناد. The day of mutual slogans. Everybody will be calling a different call. ونادى أصحاب النار أصحاب الجنة أن أفيضوا علينا من الماء أو مما رزقكم الله. The occupants of hell will be screaming out to the occupants of paradise. Listen folks, you guys have good spirit. You got it all going. Can you just give us some water? Can you just send us some form of comfort and ease? قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَرَّمُهُمَا عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. I'm afraid there's nothing for those that are in hell. Then another caller will call out, وَنَادَى أَصْحَابُ الْأَعْرَافِ رِجَالًا يَعْرِفُونَهُمْ بِسِيمَاهُمْ. قَالُوا مَا أَغْنَى عَنْكُمْ جَمْعُكُمْ. So one of the names of Qiyamah is يوم التناد. And another name of Qiyamah is يوم الحسرة. What is يوم الحسرة? The day of absolute regret. The day of absolute regret. Why, my brother? In this world we regret a lot of things. But there is time to expiate, to atone, to compensate for the mistake you made. I regret the year went by, I lost my life. I didn't prove you academically, spiritually. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu used to say, مَا نَدِمْتُ عَلَى شَيْءٍ نَدْمِي عَلَى يَوْمٍ طَلَعَتْ فِيهِ شَمْسُهُ غَرَبَتْ فِيهِ شَمْسُهُ نَقَصَ فِيهِ أَجَلِي وَلَمْ نَجِدْ فِيهِ عَمَلِي. There's nothing that constitutes a greater regret for me than to see the sun rise, see the sun set, conscious that another day has passed in my life and my good deeds have not increased. One more day gone in my life, just another day gone by, and I haven't come closer to my Creator. I haven't found my Creator. For me, that is the saddest moment, because every day, أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ يُقَرِّبَانِ كُلَّ بَعِيدٍ وَيَبْلِيَانِ كُلَّ جَدِيدٍ وَيَأْتِيَانِ بِكُلِّ مَوْعُودٍ. Don't you see the rapid turn of night and day? We bring in every distant thing close. Oh, it's the end of the year is gone. Oh, it's the next year has come.
Oh, we've seen 5 years, the time is gone. Don't you see, it's making every new thing old. And it's bringing everything on its appointed time. Allah speaks of Qiyamah, إِنَّهُمْ يَرَوْنَهُ بَعِيدًا وَنَرَوْهُ قَرِيبًا. Allah says, they consider it to be distant, remote, long. وَنَرَوْهُ قَرِيبًا. And we know it is quick, it is soon. It's going to happen now. Some places Allah referred to Qiyamah as tomorrow. And some places Allah referred to Qiyamah in the Quran as today. سَيَعْلَمُونَ غَدًا مَنِ الْكَذَّابُ الْأَشِرِ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدٍ. فَالْيَوْمَ الَّذِي نَعْرِضُ إِلَى تَكْفِرْ بَسْمَ الْقُرْآنِ وَهُوَ draws it so close. So one of the names of Qiyamah, my brother, is the day of regrets. The day of regrets. And scholars say three people's regrets will be the worst. May Allah save us. We don't want to have regrets on that day. Because on that day when you have regret and you cannot atone, this is what compounds it. This is what aggravates it. This is what exacerbates it. If there's no hope to recompensate for it, who are the three people whose regret will be the most severe on the day of Qiyamah? The first person is رَجُلٌ لَهُ مَمْلُوكٌ صَالِحٌ يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةِ وَمَوْلَاهُ لِلْقُرُنَّةِ. A man who lived in this life, to contextualize the quotation, probably he's an employer, he's in a position of authority, he has some subjects, some subordinates, some employees, people who are under his authority and grip. And by the twitch of his finger, he could call up, brother, come here, you're working for me, I need this, do this, do this. And they had to submit and toe the line because they were obligated to you. But this man, in his individual capacity, was pious and obedient to Allah. On the day of Qiyamah, you find your subject, your subordinate, your employee, your slave, going to paradise, and the master and the employer and the man in power is going to hell. Can you imagine that? Oh man, this is like, things have really been reversed here. He cannot move without me. How dare? But yet things have changed completely. And to see someone under you, weaker than you in this world, or under your grip, or under your authority, or under your employer, or under whatever it is, and you enjoy a degree of authority, that is why Uthman Hakim used to say to his son, إِذَا دَعَكَ قُدْرَتُكَ عَلَى ظُلْمِ النَّاسِ فَتَذَكَّرْ قُدْرَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكَ. Oh my son, when your authority provokes you to exploit and abuse, then remind yourself that Allah has more authority over you than you have over your slave. Abu Mas'ud Battali said, I was about to flog my slave. And just then the Nabi of Allah said, لَلَّهُ أَقْدَرُ عَلَيْكَ مِنْكَ عَلَى هَذَا الْغُلَامِ. Oh Abu Mas'ud, Allah has more authority over you than you have over this man. I said, Oh Nabi of Allah, can I liberate him? He said, if you don't liberate him, hell won't leave you. أَمَا لَوْ لَمْ تَفْعَلْ لَنَفَعَكَ النَّارِ. Islam teaches us to respect, recognize every person, to show respect, not to abuse, not to exploit any human. So the first person whose regret would be above the regular regret. وَأَنذِرُهُمْ يَوْمَ الْحَسْرَةِ وَأَنذِرُهُمْ يَوْمَ الْحَسْرَةِ. And remind them of the day of regret, the day of hasra, when they come before us. So this will be one person's regret. The second, and may Allah guide me, and may Allah guide one and all, will be a scholar who advocates virtue, and gives me a shiver in my back, who promotes virtue, and the masses change their lives by virtue of his advice, but he himself does not effect the change in his own life. So he gives guidance to people, people mobilize to listen to his message. They rehabilitate, reform their life, make metamorphic changes in their life, but the man himself doesn't change.
تغذي النجاة لم تسلب طريقتها إن السفينة لا تجري على اليابس. The poet says, O orator, تغذي النجاة.
You seek in guidance, but you are walking the road. Is the safina talented the island never seen? A vessel cannot sail on land. And yet another poet said, وغير تقي يأمر الناس بالتقى طبيب يدري والطبيب عليم. Then a man lacking piety advocates piety, pretty much like a doctor curing someone yet he himself is sick.
So you will see that my congregation is going in paradise. My students are going in paradise. My disciples are going in paradise.
But myself, unfortunately, I've been deprived. May Allah guide us. May Allah protect us.
I'm reminded of a dream of one person. He was a disciple to his mentor. And he had a dream, and he came and he narrated the dream to his mentor. And he said, last night I had a strange dream. So what was your dream? I see my fingers were immersed in dirt and filth and impurity. And you, O my mentor, and my scholar, and my teacher, and my tutor, your fingers were immersed in honey. So the scholar said, the interpretation is clear. My fingers were immersed in honey because I'm involved in pure things. Your fingers were immersed in filth and impurity because you're endowed in wrong. He said, wait, the dream is not over. I was licking your fingers and you were licking my fingers. I was licking your fingers and you were licking my fingers. And now he like backs off and okay. And the message is clear that he was in sin, that he was coming for a clean intention. And this man unfortunately had a diluted endeavor, had a polluted intention, that a man was coming to him seeking guidance, but he was changing his endeavor, probably seeking some mundane favor out of this disciple. And the third person, رَجُلٌ جَمَعَ الْمَالَ رَجُلٌ جَمَعَ الْمَالَ وَمَنَعَ مِنْهُ حُقُوقَ اللَّهِ. A man who amassed an empire in this world. He gathered wealth. Great empire. And after amassing this empire, he died leaving behind a big empire. And those who inherited his legacy spent his money objectively and earned paradise, while the man who toiled and earned the money earned hell for himself due to him hoarding the money. Can you imagine the regret of this man, a person toiled in this world, exerts himself, who really makes night and day one, gathers this empire, and then he dies, and it's just a thrill to die with so much money, and that's the excitement. وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ هُمَذَةٍ لُمَذًا الَّذِي جَمَعَ مَالًا وَعَدَّدَ. Oh, we do the mad man. Jama'a gathers his wealth. عَدَّدَ just counts it. That's it. Gathers counts. All the time he's checking your updates, any message from the bank, any debits, any credits, anything went in, anything came out. جَمَعَ مَالًا وَعَدَّدَ. جَمَعَ مَالًا وَعَدَّدَ. That's it. To gather and to count. يحسب أن ماله أخلده. يحسب أن ماله أخلده. Does he think that his wealth will give him eternity in this world? كلا never. لينبذن في الحطمة. He will be hurled into a crusher. حطمة is one of the names of hell, which means something that grinds and crushes. وما كذلك من الحطمة. And do you know what is a crusher? Now Allah. It is the fire ignited by Allah. الَّذِي تَطَّلِعُ عَلَى الْأَفْئِدَةِ, which will penetrate and deep into your hearts. May Allah protect us. So the third person is a man who gathered a lot of money but did not spend his wealth in good causes. In the 20th verse, Allah speaks about Qarun. And Allah speaks about the wealth Allah gave him. And Allah gave him a handsome empire. Money that you and I could not possibly dream or imagine, leave alone own. إِنَّ مَفَاتِحَهُ إِنَّ مَفَاتِحَهُ لَتَنُوءُ بِالْعُصْبَةِ أُولِي الْقُوَّةِ. The keys that led to the treasures of Qarun
what colossal and heavy for a mighty group. A strong group with muscle, strength, vigor to carry the keys, not the treasures. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ قَوْمُهُ لَا تَفْرَحْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْفَرِحِينَ. And then Allah says and teaches us what's the duty when Allah endows us with wealth, what's our obligation.
So when you end wealth, you look proud and arrogant. And really, my brother, Allah despises, Allah abhors, Allah dislikes anyone and everyone who has pride. May Allah free us from pride. May Allah free us. You know, in English they say, humility is strange. Just when you claim it, you lost it. Humility is strange. Just when you say, I say this with humility, folks, it's gone. It's gone. Because you don't claim it. You don't claim it. You deliver it. You exert it. You don't claim humility. Somebody asked Aisha radiallahu anha, what la a'lam anni muhsin? When do I know I'm a good person? She said, إِذَا عَلِمْتَ أَنَّكَ مُحْسِنٌ. When you truly believe you're a bad person. When do I know I'm a good person? When you truly believe you're a bad person. That is the time you're a good person. So anyway, his nation said, the Messenger of Allah is considered in the hadith of Bukhari, a man was walking, a young man, his hair was combed well, he was impressive in his look, and he's moving along. And as he's moving along, Allah ordered the earth to split and swallow him and wipe him out. And that was the end of it. There's a hadith in Bukhari, the Messenger of Allah said in the previous nation, a woman was nursing her child. The hadith of the Messenger of Allah is authentic. She was nursing her child. And while she was nursing a child, a man on a horse advanced. مَرَّ رَجُلٌ عَلَى دَفَّةٍ. A person mounted on a horse, well clad, well attired, impressive in his physique, impressive in his look, on a swift conveyor, moving across. And this woman is nursing, suckling her child. And while she's suckling her child, she looks at this man, talented, skilled, competent, methodical, impressive. She said, اللهم اجعلني بني مثله. Oh my Allah, today I'm nursing my child. I'm suckling my child. Oh, one day when he grows up, let my child end up like that man. And the Messenger of Allah said, فَتَرَكَتْ تَدْيَا. The child detached from the chest of his mother. And he said, اللهم لا تجعلني مثله. Oh Allah, don't accept the prayer of my mom. I don't want to be like that man. Hadith in Bukhari. Well, I don't be like that man. And then the child resumed and started preaching both again. And then another woman passed by. And people were saying, Zanayki Sarakti, Zanayki Sarakti, Zanayki Sarakti. You're an adulteress. You committed fear of death. You're an adulteress. You're an adulteress. You're a thief. You're an adulteress. You're a thief. And the woman looked at us and she said, Allahumma la taj'alni, la taj'alni ibni mithla. Allah, my child doesn't end up like that woman. Allah, please. My child doesn't end up. And the child left the chest of his mother again and he said, Allahumma ja'alni mithla. Allah, that's the exact woman I want to end up like. So the Messenger of Allah says, but Allah ja'al al-hadith. Then the mother looked at the child like, my son, what's this all about? I'm nursing you and, you know, I have a great vision. And from this we learn as parents, it doesn't necessarily mean we do what is in the best interest of our child, but we can't guarantee that our understanding is the best. As parents, I don't flaw the endeavor of a parent, because I'm a parent and I speak with the cap of a father on my head. We try what we understand, but we can't guarantee. We cannot guarantee. Often we put certain things or requests or ambitions, it's not always in the interest of the child. And then the mom said to the child, like, what's this for my child? In the hadith where the Prophet speaks of the babies that spoke in the crib and the cradle, and among them is this child. And the child said, oh my mom, that first man that passed by, he was an oppressor, he was a tyrant, he was an evil man. And I said, Allah, I don't end up like that man. Allah, I don't end up like that. He might be impressive in his look, he might be impressive in his appearance, but he has pride and arrogance. Allah, I don't want to be like him. And the second was a woman. She was being accused of immorality and fornication, but she was pure and chaste. She was honest and innocent. So I said, Allah, let me enter that gate. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So what did his nation say to him? That's a fraud. Don't be arrogant. Don't be arrogant. Allah doesn't like arrogance. Any form of pride and arrogance, Allah despises it. And then he was sad and reflect over this. It was told to him. And that's the demand Allah has put on anyone and everyone whom Allah has endowed with wealth and assets. وَبِتَغِ فِي مَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ وَلَنْ تَبْغِ الْفَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. So, four things that apply to every man whom Allah has favored. Number one, وَبِتَغِ فِي مَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ. By virtue of the wealth that Allah has given you, secure an abode for yourself in Akhira. مَنْ بَنَى لِلَّهِ مَسْجِدًا بَنَى اللَّهُ لَهُ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ. Whoever builds a house for Allah, Allah will build for him a home in paradise. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's masjid was completed. There was no lighting inside. The Nabi of the Allah who came and brought some lantern and some light. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and who brought this light? And they said, it was the Nabi. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no water masjidana, no water Allahu qabra. O Tamim, you brought light into our masjid. May Allah give you light in your grave. And I know that there is an appeal for the masjid. Can we have some brothers at this point, while the discussion is on the moment, who can indicate to us some commitment to convert this into a masjid? Then I'll continue with my talk. MashaAllah. Jazakallah, the other reward you, brother. Jazakallah, hey. What's your good name? Baba, may Allah bless you, may Allah reward you. Somebody else, inshallah, five brothers. You make the commitment between yourself and Allah. مَنْ بَنَى لِلَّهِ بَيْتًا بَنَى اللَّهُ لَهُ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ. Who else, brothers? It's a cause of good. It's a legacy of good. Whatever we donate to the house of Allah, that is our abode in Akhira. I see some other hand. Somebody else. Inshallah, may Allah reward each one of you. Remember, our children will come to the center. Our children will perform prayer. They will acquire the knowledge of deen. This is only good for us. Every cent given in the cause of Allah will be multiplied. Who else, brother? Whatever your donation is, I'm not even asking you the amount. It's between you and Allah. Just the commitment that I came with a neutral mind and there was a call made and I'm going to commit to it. Somebody else, inshallah? Jazakallah khair. There's another brother, mashallah. There's another brother. Jazakallah khair. Never reward each one of you. Say Ameen. وَبْتَدِ فِيمَا أَتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ. By virtue of what Allah has given you, fix an abode for yourself in Akhira. Ask yourself that question seriously. How much have I done? This is a long narration. I don't want to go into the details. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu sends a gift to Umay ibn Sa'd. He sends a gift to Umay ibn Sa'd and he sends it to the person by the name of Harith. And he says, when he receives the gift, just tell me what he does. So Harith takes the money and gives it to Umay ibn Sa'd. And then he observes from the look of it that he takes the entire amount and he spends it in the cause of good. So Umar then writes him a letter and says, please, I would like to meet you. And then Umay ibn Sa'd comes. And Umar meets up with him and he says, listen, I sent you a gift, what did you do with it? So Umar ibn Sa'd radiallahu anhu said that once you've gifted it to me, you cannot question me, now it's my money. He said, correct, that is right, but I'm just asking you, what did you do? He said, اِتَّقَرْتُهَا لِنَفْسِي لِأَنْ تَقْنَعَ بِهَا يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ. اِتَّقَرْتُهَا لِنَفْسِي. Oh Umar, I took what you gave me and I invested it in a place, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ. On a day when no wealth and no sons will obey me, I have invested their money for that day. When Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu heard this, he started crying. And he said, indeed, these are the people who have understood things. And when Sayyidina Umar was about to pass away, he said, وَلِدْتُ أَنَّنِي رِجَالًا مِثْلَ عُمَيْرِ بْنِ سَعْدٍ. I wish I had more people with me in my cabinet, the likes of Umar ibn Sa'd. So the first duty we have from what Allah has given us is, we often set up things for ourselves, for our children. Nowadays we have policies, insurance, coverage, investment for unborn children. Unborn children, we're taking care of progenies. But when it came to our own afterlife, we don't have anything in place for ourselves. So what's the first thing? وَبِتَلْكِي مَا أَتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ. That's secure and abode for yourself with what you have in afterlife. وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. The beauty of Islam. The beauty of Islam. And I'm going to wrap up. وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. SubhanAllah. Islam is a pragmatic religion. Islam is user-friendly. Islam is user-friendly. وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. And do not omit your share in this world. Do not forget your share. You need to live in this world. Imam Malik, rahmatullah alayhi, one of his disciples used to gift him a new uniform and a new outfit every single day of the year. Imam Malik used to wear new clothing 365 days of the year. But the best part of it is he wore it today and gave it in charity the next day. وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. قُلْ مَنْ حَرَّمَ زِينَةَ اللَّهِ الَّذِي أَخْرَجَ لِعِبَادِهِ وَالطَّيِّبَاتِ مِنَ الرِّزْقِ. Say unto that man who حَرَّمَ مِنْ أَنْفُسِهِ زِينَةَ اللَّهِ الَّذِي. The beauty and the splendor which Allah created for His servants. In other words, Allah has made it permissible for us to legally, lawfully, within the parameters and the boundaries and the peripheries of Islam, to indulge in the permissible things of this deen. It is not an act of worship to abandon or forsake the permissible things. Three companions came to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they came to ask from his noble wife radiallahu anha regarding the practices of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the wife radiallahu anha said, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam observes fast and he eats, and he offers nocturnal prayer and he sleeps, and he spends the night with us and he worships Allah. And when they left from there, they said, okay, we thought we were to hear that he worshipped Allah all night. And we thought we were to hear that he fasts every single day. Well, anyway, I guess probably because he's a prophet, he's fine. This was their perception. And it was almost that they felt that they were anticipating something greater. And when the Messenger came, he said, people came to ask about my practices, and some felt it to be short. Remember, Wallahi, I swear by Allah, nobody can fear Allah more than me. My eating is fearing Allah, my fasting is also fearing Allah. My coming close to my spouse is fearing Allah, my spending the night in ibadah is also fearing Allah. فَمَنْ رَجِعَ عَنْ سُنَّةِ فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي. Whoever will discard my practice, avoid my balance, shun my teachings, is not from among me. That is the whole. وَرَهْبَانِيَّةً فَتَدَعُوهَا مَا كَتَبْنَاهَا عَلَيْهِمْ وَرَهْبَانِيَّةً مَا كَتَبْ. We did not ordain upon them to ostracize themselves, to divorce themselves from the things of this world. Islam calls upon you to be active in all spheres of life. But yes, keep your focus on afterlife. Don't lose your position. وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. Do not forget your share. Do not forget your share. وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ. وَأَحْسِنْ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهُ. And be kind to others as Allah has been kind to you. And part of my challenge to you today is with Islamic Relief, which are calling upon us and reminding us of our duty to our own brethren, our own sisters. In parts of the world that are in absolute crisis, we have experienced in extreme cold and harsh climate here, but we sit in soft and warm environments and hot drinks and lovely homes. But what about those
who are subjected to the very same harsh conditions
for days on end and weeks on end. And that's the verse of the Quran, وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ.
As Allah has been trying to you, pass it on. And in English they say, what you have is what the Almighty gave you. And what you do with your wealth is what you give back to the Almighty. What we enjoy is what Allah gave us. It's not our intelligence or our know-how, but it's rather the kindness of Allah.
وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ فَلَا تَبْغِ الْفَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. And I conclude on that word. وَلَا تَبْغِ الْفَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ.
Let it not be that your wealth or your skill or your competence is a source of mischief on the earth. To the young boy who stands in, who has ability and resources, let it not be that you use or exploit or abuse the talent that Allah has given you. Because remember, Allah can take away. Allah can take away our abilities at any time. Anything we have, Allah can pull the blood. I just have a flash of one verse at our end. In Allah, let your people succeed, other than like those who cause corruption.
In the 14th verse, in Surah Al-Nahl, Allah says,
وَاللَّهُ خَلَقَكُمْ. Allah created you. ثُمَّ يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ. And Allah will ultimately be with that. وَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يُتَوَفَّى. Some are those that Allah gives them death early. They don't even reach the prime, they don't even reach their old age, right? This is in the word of Allah. وَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يُتَوَفَّى. Some are given death early. وَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يُرَدُّ إِلَىٰ أَرْضِ الْعُمُرِ. And some are returned to that unpleasant age. أَرْضِ الْعُمُرِ is that age where you become frail. You become senile, you lose your faculties, you lose your abilities. May Allah preserve our faculties. May Allah keep us in sound health. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked Allah protection. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min an turadda ila ardi al-umur. Allah keep me healthy, save me from reaching that where the eye cannot see, the ear cannot hear. You lose your independence. Now you're dependent on people, and unfortunately by and large the children do not serve their parents, and that's a sad, sad reality. But then Allah goes on to say, وَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يُتَوَفَّى وَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يُرَدُّ إِلَىٰ أَرْضِ الْعُمُرِ. Now just listen to this, brothers. It's a point of reflection. لِكَيْ لَا يَعْلَمَ بَعْدَ عِلْمٍ شَيْئًا. Allah can take you to that age. And what can Allah teach you? So that Allah can bring you in a situation where you know nothing after knowing everything. You know nothing after knowing everything. We hear of dementia, we hear of Alzheimer's, we hear of loss of memory, we hear of loss of intelligence. The verse of the Quran, Ikeina Yahdam, you lose everything. Never mind your profession, you lose the basic. I know of a man who lost the concept of gender. He lost the focus if this is a male or female. So he had a touch of Alzheimer's, but in a very peculiar way. In a strange way, when he lost the concept, he couldn't differentiate between male and female. May Allah preserve what He has given us. And may Allah never snatch or seize one of the duas of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma la tanzi' minni saliha ma'ataytani. Allah, don't take away what you've given me. Then Allah goes on to say, Inna Allah alimun qadeem. Allah has all the knowledge and all the power. The scholars say, what is the correlation of these attributes in the context of this verse? Allah has all the knowledge. Allah can snatch the abilities and faculties from a young man in his pride. And Allah has all the power. He can preserve it for an old man in his old age. It doesn't mean if you're old, you lose it. And it doesn't mean if you're young, it's guaranteed. If you preserve and use what Allah has given you for His deen, Allah will protect it. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us goodness, grant us sound health, grant us health, grant us wealth, grant us afia, protect, preserve our children, our progeny and our generations. And we ask Allah to alleviate the pain and the sufferings and the hardship of the Muslims across the globe. And we ask Allah to give us the tawfiq to be a source of aiding and assisting anyone and everyone that is in pain. Wallahu fi auni al-'abd. Ma kana al-'abd fi auni akhihi. As long as you are ready to aid your brother, Allah's aid with you would be continuous and perpetual. وَصَلِّ اللَّهُمَّ وَسَلِّمْ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ.
www.attableek.com, the reviver of the